Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. It has been a while. It is June 2023. So it's been a while since I talked to y'all. But I was outside doing some light stretching. It's raining outside. And I was doing some light stretching. And I was thinking of consumption. Because this little moment I took, the little 3 minutes I took stretching, it has felt like it's been forever since I've done that, since I've literally cleared my mind. And I started to think about how much I had been consuming, because it's not that I haven't had the time. I've just been like watching and absorbing and just taking in things going on and being distracted instead of taking that moment. But I just wanted to talk about consumption in the world, because so much is going on and we are consumed by so much. You know, you got your work life, home life, you know, you got the internet. You just got so many aspects of your life that you're trying to manage at one time. In family life, you got family life, then you got life events, good and bad, major and small, goals. It's just like, it's a series of things that's just going on. And sometimes in between time, we are consuming, and then in all aspects, like the things that you eat, the things that you watch, the things that you hear, just everything, and it makes you so let's get into it. So when I think about food and consumption, like right now, it's just not a good place in America, at least I believe, as far as food. A lot of research is coming out, a lot of evidence is coming out that the food that we have been eating and have been taught to eat and enjoy isn't food at all. You know, it's a lot of things that are questionable, with meat being, you know, you can use clone cows and stuff so that your meat and dairy can potentially be coming from a clone animal. Without your knowledge, you have that. You have milk. You know, the information coming out that milk isn't really as healthy as they said it is for you, and it actually causes mucus in the body. So you got that coming out that it's not the most important food group. That, you know, a lot of vegetables are being sprayed with chemicals prior to being grown, and things that say they are organic or grown straight from the earth still aren't organic. And let's see, something's happening with tuna. Tuna is not sustainable. They're lying about, you know, like how much this is affecting the world. The overfishing. And then a new thing came out saying that plants and vegetables actually can feel. So yeah, like they feel when they're being picked, I guess. I don't know. But this is scientific information that just came out. You can look it up. So that's a lot. That's a lot of information I just gave you, and the thought of consuming and putting these things into your body is overwhelming to think about. And then I think about the consumption of like television and movies and books and all this other stuff. So let's talk about that. And I'm just talking about the world right now, y'all. It's just about consumption. And right now, with my social media is pretty inspiring. But that's because that's the things I pay attention to. I like, you know, strong stories or, you know, people making it in this world, or people have information to share, showing what they love, their passion, stuff like that. That's the type of stuff I like on social media. That's why I have Queens Building Castles, which is dedicated to the Black women in business, because it really just talks about uplifting Black women and hearing their stories. And it's a lot of great stories. So for most part, my social media is pretty inspiring, but it's also those things, you know, that's just not changing in the world. Classism and racism and homelessness and food shortages and food deserts, with gun violence, school shootings, races on the rampage, you know, microaggressions. It's a lot of negatives. People getting shot, murders. It's just a lot. Political people doing wrong. Justice not being had on so many situations, you know. It's so much come out on social media about those type things. And it's hard for me because although I'm consuming it, I'm taking it in. How do you know how much to take in, number one? And number two, if you choose not to, like, if you, because technically you would be ignoring it, like, I want to do something about these things. I don't want to just keep taking it in. Like, it's took in. Now what? You know, it's been going on for so long, and it's just like we're seeing it repeatedly. And it's like the world is almost telling you, or America at least is telling you, to follow this system to get this result. And when you follow that system, you don't get that result all the time. It's been proven time and time again, you know, in so many situations where justice just wasn't served. It wasn't given, you know. And then with racism just being blatant and out in the open, really. I mean, it's no secret now. I tell people all the time, I think we passed the era of pulling out a phone and quote-unquote embarrassing someone. It doesn't happen anymore. They're getting backings. They're getting support, donations. The thought of, oh, well, you're going to get fired. It's almost getting to the point where all racists not getting fired from their jobs. Some jobs are like, eh. You know what I mean? It's so much. And then on the flip side of that, because that's the real world side. That's the news. That's articles, stuff like that. But then on the flip side, on the movie side, it's almost the same thing. Like, they don't make romantic comedies anymore. Think about it, y'all. Like, when's the last time a movie about a man and a woman just being in love or finding each other or whatever the case may be, when the last time that story been told in theaters in the United States? Like right now, let me see. I'm going to do some research while I'm talking. But it's so much going on. Like, it's no true comedies, not crude comedies. Like, it's so much. It's a lot of violence and stuff. If you watch The Boys, I think that's on, what is The Boys on? I think Stars. But that's ultra violent. I'm just giving y'all an example. Like, it's so much. You got the Baddies franchise. Zeus as a whole network is just too much. And it's just like a lot of shows where it's too much. Where's our positive? Where's our positives coming from? We're not having no upbeat, happy anything, and that goes to music too. So we slide over to music. It's the same concept. A lot of just negativities. Of course, I'm not, y'all know I listen to spiritual music and R&B. I listen to a little bit of everything, but primarily I listen to spiritual music and R&B. And so I have a great list of artists, but we're talking about in the masses, the people that's getting out to the youth and being, you know, all just being really, really big stars, those people aren't talking about things that are, you know, sufficient and important and ongoing and positive.
Hey, y'all. I know you probably confused. It's like, why is she saying hey in the middle of this? Honey, because I stopped recording that day and I ain't been back since. Now, today is August 30th. Yeah, that's how much time has passed since that last segment. And I'm just going to go ahead and continue the conversation on consumption, because it's like the same energy. Okay, and the thing is, it's raining also. So it was raining that day, it's raining this day. So yes, the same vibe. But yeah, we can get right back into consumption, and I definitely need to talk about this, because today my daughter got out of school early because it's a hurricane in Florida, and it's actively happening now. So it's supposed to go through Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. So they got out of school early. So I'm sitting in the car line. But prior to this, when I got off work this morning, I usually get off around 9:30, 10-ish. I've been on TikTok the whole morning. And we have to talk about consumption when it comes to social media too. We are consuming so much, so much. And it's getting to the point where I personally feel like I need a divider. Because sometimes when you're consuming this stuff, it's altering your being. You know how you can watch something that's hype and then you're hype? That it's the same thing with all aspects, and it's the same thing with food. I have been eating better because I was tired of being tired. And you have to start looking at the things you're consuming, especially because I was exercising and stuff, and nothing was really changing. So, yeah. But when we talk about consumption of social media, you do have a little bit control, because as I was stating earlier, you know, you are able to kind of guide your timeline of what you want to see. Even on Facebook, even on Instagram, even, you know, regardless, of course, some stuff may come up that you just don't support, but you have that option of saying, hey, don't show me anything like this anymore. You know, it's just one of those things. And so consumption is just something that we kind of need to gear into, like zoom into, especially with the children. You know, because they have access to a lot of things. When I was growing up, I don't know if y'all remember, like, BearShare and LimeWire. For everybody that don't know, these were pretty much illegal websites where you could download music. This was, you know, back in the time where you still had to download music to listen to it. And just how I feel like a lot of young people my age knew of these websites, it's the same thing with this generation, where they know of stuff that we don't know, because they, number one, they're going to school. So they're able to share ideas and stuff in person. And, you know, with us older folks, you have a limited circle for the most part. Unless you're super, super duper social. You have a limited circle. With them, they're around so many people that they can hear something from somebody, from somebody, from somebody. You know, and that's the same thing that happened with LimeWire and BearShare. I don't know how I knew those websites, but I knew them. You know what I mean? And it's the same exact thing. You know somebody, know somebody, know somebody. And they have access to a lot more stuff than we did, which could be good as well. But we have to monitor what they're consuming. Nala, for example, I think the last time y'all heard an interview with her, she was probably 8 or 9. Nala's now 13. And it's such an awkward age to be a parent, because you don't know. You know, you don't really know how to, to navigate it, you know. But she talks to me a lot. She talks to me about the drama in the school. It's, believe it or not, it's people sleeping with people. All that. So I get all the tea. I just feel like being open ears is better than being closed off and then you're out the loop. I'd rather be in the loop and I have to, you know, keep my thoughts somewhat to myself versus not knowing. Because at the end of the day, these are her peers, and peers do influence who you are. That's another thing. So when we talk about the internet, well, I was saying all that to say Nala Watcher's show is somebody named King Sid, and it's spelled S-C-D. And he do these things like, it's called The Match, but to me it's just so sleazy. Pretty much he get a line of girls, a line of boys, and they pretty much determine do they like each other by their looks. From my understanding, with the intention of quote unquote hooking up. Now, most people be like, oh, well, I wouldn't watch this with my child. Well, the plot twist is your child is watching it anyway. You know, you better all sit down, hearing their thoughts about it, letting them know how you feel about it, versus just trying to tell them not to engage in it. Because it's something that's on YouTube. It's not even like a show. And YouTube is accessible most places. You know what I mean? I don't know if they have YouTube locked in the schools, but even if they did, they allow the kids to have their iPads. They allow kids to bring their phones. And you got to think, if you got an old little smartphone hanging around, your child can bring that smartphone to their friend who don't have a phone. So, yeah. So, I feel like it's best just to know where their mind at. Like, I asked her opinion about stuff just so I can know. And, you know, it's helpful. It's helpful to know where your child stands on certain situations, since you cannot completely monitor what they consume unless you just got them locked in the room. You know, they can't have no TV in their room. They wouldn't be able to have internet access. You would have to still be with them majority of the time. And that makes me think of Archangel on Black Mirror. Maybe season one. Go watch that. Black Mirror season one, Archangel, where she had a device put into her daughter's head. So anything she deemed inappropriate would be blurred out in real life. Like, if her friend brought a gun to school, she wouldn't be able to see the gun. And while it sounds like a great idea, if somebody come into school with a gun and they don't know what it is, you know, it could be a magazine. You holding, you know, it's just a thing. So that's a good episode to watch, to kind of understand where I'm coming from. But yeah, but consumption is just, we're consuming so much. We're consuming so much. And sometimes it's an information overload because you don't know what to do with the information. You know, even when I'm in relation to Nala, it's the same thing. Sometimes I don't know what to do with the information she's giving me because she tells me a lot. And it's like, dang, should I be, you know, doing something different if she's around these people and they doing, you know, X, Y, Z or blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, it's just a lot to think about. It really is. It really, really is. But as far as the food and stuff, I think right now we just need to be careful about what we're consuming from all angles. That would be food. That would be media. That would be everything. The conversations you have, the music you listen to, the shows you watch, the things you choose to engage in, the places you choose to be. You know, don't put yourself in no situation where it's not going to be what you want. Because we have to start living in our truth. Our truth. And sometimes it's hard to line up your truth with what you consume. But you got to think long in about what you want. Okay, y'all. So I'm pretty much going to wrap up this episode just because it's all over the place. Number one. Number two, it's been a 2 month difference. And you know, that day I pretty much probably had something on my heart. And I think towards the end of that part, you could hear something in the background. So something was going on. I think Nala probably was trying to kill a bug or something. Something silly. But I never came back. I never came back. So once again, as usual, I thank y'all for listening to this podcast. It would be nothing without you. And yeah, thank y'all. Like, I can post like once a month and y'all still pop up and listen to this, and I gotta thank y'all for that. I do feel like I have something to say, so I love that somebody wants to hear it. I really do. I really enjoy it. Yeah, that's it. Thank y'all.